1910. Money slot machines are out in Phoenix. The council has voted to ban them and has instructed the police to see that the order is enforced. 1915. LX. Truxior of Vernon was in town for a few days this week looking over the local field with a view to manufacturing cigars locally. Mr. Truxior has been manufacturing cigars in the Okanagan for about 10 years and is familiar with the requirements of the trade. 1920. Billy Beach, former Postmaster General of Christina Lake, returned to town this week after spending several months in California. While the southern climes have attractions, they do not outshine some that the boundary has. Mr. Beach also said that Colonel Lowry is not married yet, but is liable to commit it at any time. 1925. The Dukabor School at Spencer was destroyed by fire about 10 o'clock last Friday. This is the 8th school which has been burned in recent months. 1930. An automobile accident occurred between Midway and Greenwood last Wednesday when Juan Putty met Van Gelder driving to Greenwood. Neither saw each other quickly enough, and before they could get out of the rut, they met head-on. Van Gelder was knocked out for a while and Juan Putty suffered a few cuts. 1935. The Lynch Creek Hotel was destroyed by fire about 8 a.m. Monday with all its contents. The building was owned and occupied by A. W. Johnson, who lived alone. 1940. The mill rate for 1939 was 37 mills, made up as follows: 17 mills for schools, 3.5 mills for general expenditures, and 16.5 mills special. 1945. After hearing Mayor Manley explain two complaints that he had received from a prominent citizen, council decided to have the police enforce the 8 p.m. curfew law for youngsters, which has been in the city books for some years. 1950. At the annual meeting of the credit union last week, there were 31 members present, and the visitors heard reports of steady growth in the credit union, which was incorporated last August and now has assets over $400,000. 1955. Greenwood. Mrs. L. Madden and her daughter Margaret were treated to a pleasant surprise Monday evening when the operators in the telephone office gave her a surprise party. Mrs. Madden is leaving for Grand Forks, where she will be head telephone operator. 1965. The pesticide controversy stirred the entire district with statements being made by Dr. Nick Schmidt, medical officer of health, Ray Orser, secretary of the Potato Co-op, and the Interior Vegetable Marketing Agency. The furor arose over the high concentration of aldrin in the soil in which potatoes have been grown. 1970. The Grand Forks Wolves basketball team, John Popoff, Vernon Lorenz, Mike Tallarico, Jim Starchik, Frank Astoforoff, Mike Strukoff, Jim Kernoff, Gary Brocks, Walter Sofanoff, and Rick Bates, travel to the provincial finals at Princeton in March. 1975. A statement released by the Kettle Valley School District No. 13 says, "The Board of Trustees of School District No. 13 has decided not to proceed at this time with plans to amalgamate with School District No. 12, Grand Forks." 1980. District Forest Service Manager Bill Brash has confirmed that Grand Forks has been selected as headquarters of the new Boundary Forest District, and that year-round field officers will be maintained at Kettle Valley and Beaverdell. 1985. A Grand Forks company, Industrial Mill Equipment Limited, along with four other companies in the Boundary Group of Companies, Boundary Electric Limited, Boundary Mechanical Limited, Kamloops Integrated Systems 1980 Corp., and Interior Mill Construction Limited, was placed into receivership. 1990. Bradford Enercon production workers voted Friday to have the International Woodworkers of America, IWA, Local 1-423, represent them in negotiations with the company. 1995. The city's two stoplights, at the corners of Central Avenue and 5th Street, and Central Avenue and 2nd Street, have had audible pedestrian signals installed. The signals, which sound like a chirping bird, are designed to help visually impaired pedestrians cross streets in a safe manner. 2000. A year after being named Western Canada's first organic dairy, Jerseyland Cheese has another feather in its cap. Earlier this year, the Grand Forks business was named by the BCSPCA as the co-winner of its Farmer of the Year award. Jerseyland won the award along with a rancher from the Nicola Valley. 2005. The Regional District of Kootenay Boundary has approved a contract that will bring the convenience of curbside recycling to Grand Forks. The contract also includes yard and garden waste and household garbage pickup. 2015. Grand Forks City Councillors voted to support the local Community Trails Society in installing a commemorative bench on Observation Mountain, in memory of Peter Parapelkin. 2020. The day after officials cancelled school in Colville, Wash. As they waited for test results of a person suspected of having contracted the COVID-19 virus, staff from the South Dakota 51 Boundary School District met with the Interior Health Authority to assess its own protocols. But beyond being vigilant about hand-washing and keeping an eye out for staff and students exhibiting flu-like symptoms, it was business as usual in School District 51.